Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience article entitled Studying the Fa Solidly and Seizing the Time to Save Sentient Beings by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on October 27, 2022. I began practicing Falun Dafa cultivation in 1997. Prior to that, I had low self-esteem, possessed a strong competitive mentality, and was jealous and unreasonable. I wanted to have whatever other people had. When I couldn't get it, I'd feel resentful, complain, and get so angry I'd even start a fight. My health, both physical and mental, suffered because of my character, and I was plagued with all kinds of ailments. I sought treatment for a long time for some of my conditions, like rheumatism and schizophrenia, but never found a cure. Not until I began cultivating did Master remove all of my illness karma. I have no words to express my profound gratitude to Master. Part 1. Studying the Fa well guarantees doing everything well. Master said in Dafa disciples must study the Fa at Fa teaching given at the 2011 Washington, D.C. Metro Area Conference. Quote, you must study the Fa well, for that is the fundamental guarantee that you return to your position. Unquote. I have participated in group Fa study for a long time. Since 2013, I have attended the same study group, even though it is a few miles away. When I miss the bus, I walk. At the group study, if I mispronounce or miss a word, other practitioners point it out. We sit up straight when we study the Fa, with a few of us sitting in the full lotus position. Sometimes when the weather is bad and we can't go out to clarify the truth, we spend the whole day studying the Fa. Sometimes I sit in the full lotus position to study the Fa for the whole day without stopping for lunch. In our study group, we always manage to cover Master's new lectures once or twice a year. In other words, we read all 46 published books at least once a year. Outside of the group study, each of us also recites the Fa. I had a notion which I haven't managed to completely eliminate, that my memory wasn't as sharp as other practitioners. So I often get anxious when I have trouble memorizing the Fa. I want to take this opportunity to expose that attachment. As of now, I can recite from Hong Yin to Hong Yin 4. I'm now in the process of reciting Hong Yin 5, and I've made up my mind to recite it all. In the process of reciting the Fa, I have come to deeply feel that reciting the Fa is a very effective way to study the Fa. To learn to recite it, I have to go over it repeatedly. Doing that, I am often awed by Master's Fa, as every line contains Fa principles that inspire me so much and empower my righteous thoughts. I've made up my mind. I must treat myself as a practitioner at all times. On my path of validating the Fa, I must walk every step well and follow Master's Fa rectification progress closely. In our Fa study group, we cooperate with each other and encourage and help each other, which has helped me make rapid progress in my cultivation. Part 2. Seizing the time to clarify the truth and save more sentient beings. Many years ago, I wanted to start clarifying the truth to people face to face. It was then that an elderly practitioner who was well thought of took me to her relatives' villages to clarify the truth to them. Later on, more practitioners joined in the effort to clarify the truth. Then we divided up so we could cover every township and village. We managed to cover one village per day. In about a year, we covered most of the countryside in our local area. We later discovered that many people went to the market when it was open, Thus, we took the opportunity to clarify the truth to people at the market. We started the conversation by telling people to watch out for counterfeit goods and about the harm of fake goods. Then we talked about the Chinese Communist Party's CCP, evil philosophy of struggle and how it is against kindness. We reminded them that good and evil are compensated accordingly. We also talked about how DAFA has spread throughout the world, as well as the movement to quit the CCP organizations. When the pandemic hit, we said the plague targeted certain people and that God's compassion gives us opportunities to avoid being eliminated along with the CCP. Good people are supposed to be saved, but it is their own choice, as only by quitting the CCP can one ensure one's safety. I also told people who did quit the CCP to share this information with their families and to tell them to often recite, "Fallen Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good," to ensure their safety in the pandemic. I don't have a set formula to clarify the truth. I approach people based on their attachments. Sometimes I first talk about why one needs to quit the CCP, which removes the mark of the beast that was put on them when they swore an oath to the CCP. Because many people still believe in gods, I say that only when one is protected by gods can one's safety be ensured. I often run into people who say, "The CCP pays my salary." I say, "You earned your salary. You think the allowance you received was from the CCP, but didn't you pay for your seeds, fertilizer, and pesticides, and your own living expenses? In fact, for every yen you spent, half of it went to taxes." Then I talk about how the CCP is responsible for China's moral decline. As a result, there are all kinds of calamities. Fake products are prevalent, prostitutes are everywhere, and every official is corrupt. The CCP has preached that there is no God just to make people believe its lies. Then I ask them not to miss this opportunity for them to be saved. Sometimes, as soon as I started talking, they say, "Go away, leave me alone." I respond, "I'm here for your safety. I'm almost 70 years of age, and I believe in truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, so I will not lie. Do you know how many people died in this great pandemic? Please renounce your membership in the atheistic CCP to avoid calamity." I also tell people to remember, Fallen Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. So their lives will be secured by God's. Many of them change their attitude and agree to quit the CCP and its youth organizations. One time, I ran into a man at a supermarket and asked him if he had heard of quitting the CCP organizations. He said he didn't want to hear about it. I said, "You seem so kind. You must be a good person, and that's why I wanted to share the truth with you. Because I cultivate truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, I want to tell you a heavenly secret. You must stay away from the CCP. It defamed Falun Dafa and persecuted people who cultivate truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, committing a huge sin. Atheism is a lie and has harmed many people. The CCP preaches its philosophy of struggle to get people to fight with heaven and with the earth. It even claims it's a joy to do so. It is such a vicious world. How can heaven not destroy it? China has 5,000 years of divinely inspired culture. Most of the dynasties believed in God and Buddha. China has such a glorious history that other nations all came to pay tribute to it in the past. But the CCP is a ghost from the West. For the past few decades, it has persecuted its people nonstop, turning China into what it is today. That's why I asked you to quit it, to ensure your safety. He looked at me and said, "Do you know what I do? I'm a policeman." He took out his ID and showed it to me. I thought I should help him learn the truth and save a police officer just the same. I calmly said, "It's all right for you to be a police officer. You need to ensure your safety even more. Your work involves a lot of hardship and danger. You need to protect people, safeguard good people, and catch the bad ones. Being a police officer is only your career. I am a practitioner. Falun Dafa teaches people to be good." I then talked about how Falun Dafa has spread throughout the world, how the CCP persecutes practitioners, and about the boulder with the characters "Chinese Communist Party Will Perish" engraved on it that was discovered in Guizhou province 20 years ago. I said, "Won't heaven eliminate the CCP? Why would we still follow it? How about if I give you the pseudonym Peace to help you quit the CCP?" He said, "Sure, I'm a party member." I then said, "When the great calamity comes, reciting Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, will bring you blessings." Seizing the time to study the Fa saved sentient beings and improved myself. In addition to the Fa study group I regularly attend, I started another study group in my home. About 6 months ago, a new practitioner moved near me and asked me if she could study the Fa with me. I gladly took her up on it. I clarified the truth in the morning, then studied the Fa at the study group in the afternoon. At night, I studied one chapter of Duan Falun with this new practitioner. I also had to find time to help my blind brother recite the Fa. My brother began to practice Falun Dafa after he developed uremia, but had no access to dialysis. Master saved him. Because my husband passed away long ago and my children live in other cities, I can cultivate diligently with my brother. I also help him with his household chores. His hearing is poor, which prevents him from attending a group Fa study, so I teach him to recite the Fa. His memory was exceptionally good. I don't have a lot of time to teach him, but he has managed to recite many poems in Hongyin and some passages in Duan Falun. In his day-to-day life, he listens to Master's lectures on audio. While clarifying the truth, I keep in mind what Master said in the poem, "Fulfilling the Vow," in Hongyin 3, quote, "Saving people before catastrophe, racing against the clock," unquote. I try not to miss anyone with a predestined relationship with me. As soon as I start talking, I try to give the other person every piece of information I am aware of. As a result, I have managed to help most people in our area quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations. Every morning, I typically help 20 to 30 people quit the CCP, and sometimes 40 to 50. One time, I stayed out longer and helped 70 people quit the CCP. When I run into people I don't have a chance to talk to, I worry about whether they'll face danger later on. No matter how many people I help quit the CCP, I always look inward immediately and try not to be moved by my attachments. It all comes down to Master's protection and empowerment that I am able to do well in saving sentient beings. I'd like to thank Master for his saving grace.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.